Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The tables have turned on the coordinated invasion of Europe by the United Nations New World Order establishment. For a year, the Irish people protested their government peacefully against the madness of an off-the-rails immigration system.
23-year-old Aisling Murphy was a primary school teacher and a talented traditional musician. She was murdered while jogging along the Grand Canal in Tullamore, County Offaly, in January last year, stabbed 11 times in the neck. Today, 33-year-old Josef Puszka was found guilty of murder after 13 days of evidence and more than 60 witnesses.
I looked across the road and I seen a man in a stab of motion with a load of children.
Preliminary indications are that a male attacked a number of people on Parnell Square East. 5 casualties have been taken to hospitals in the Dublin region.
In the last 10 years, we are looking at being thrown in our children's faces and they are expected to live with it. I'm standing here today with my daughter, my niece and my sister. And that could have been her. Being treated in Stafford by an unvetted foreigner that was left into our country. If the government doesn't do anything about it, the people are surely going to rise on. They got a taste in Dublin last night, and they'll get a taste in every county of Ireland when this is started.
It was fitting that the words of Irish-American John F. Kennedy define the series of events to come with this wisdom. Quote, those who make peaceful revolution impossible will make violent revolution inevitable. Ireland's UFC champion Conor McGregor declared war. McGregor was quickly investigated for hate speech by the New World Order fascists, a media and political death machine installed by the World Economic Forum, barking the now all too familiar demonization of the native people as far-right extremists.
We need to do something about it. We cannot continue ignoring that this is a small minority of far-right movement. It is an organized terrorist group.
No one hates Ireland more than the Irish far-right. They hate bus drivers, librarians, Lewis drivers, teachers. They hate teachers. Women, gays, trans. They loathe trans people. Politicians. Can't stand politicians. Hate working people. Muslims. Jews, the Jewish replacement theory, we see them standing on O'Connell Street and making these outrageous speeches, outrageous anti-Semitic speeches, you know, and they'll happily smash up their own city and loot shops.
Lies upon lies.
3 Irish kids stabbed today and you're even robbing the place. Well, are you all doctors and engineers? There you are, folks. Look who's robbing the clothes. Don't get in my face, I'll crack your jaw wide open.
And then the Irish Parliament weighed in.
These criminals did not do what they did because they love Ireland. They did not do what they did because they wanted to protect Irish people. They did not do it out of any sense of patriotism, however warped. They did so because they're filled with hate.
While it's true that the Irish have known a fair share of oppression, the reality is, during that oppression, we still maintained our invisibility cloak of white privilege.
That's exactly what we're doing here, is we are restricting freedom, but we're doing it for the common good. You will see throughout our constitution, yes, you have rights, but they are restricted for the common good.
We also need to see a real commitment from government to tackle and target the far right, to ensure intelligence-led policing is tackling and taking them on.
As Keith Woods reported, Irish government ministers are considering proposals to cut welfare of people who took part in the anti-immigration riot. Ironically, the Algerian migrant who stabbed children outside the school hadn't worked in 20 years, and Aisling Murphy's killer, Josef Puszka, had lived on welfare in Ireland for over 10 years. Meanwhile, Limerick City and County Council member Azad Talukder said that he would like to see those involved in the Dublin riots shot in the head. Spoiler alert to the Irish government. These aren't far-right extremists. These are the Irish people he would like shot in the head.
It's the New Ireland.
It is, though. It is the New Ireland. It's the New Ireland of new, different diversities. Multicultural people, Filipinos, Spanish, Africans, mixed people. The whites are going extinct here now, so we're taking over.
There will be no new Ireland. Ireland is for and of the Irish people, and it always will be. John Baum, reporting.
Huge show. Henry Kissinger, dead in the hundreds.
Hi, folks. This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Silver Lungs Generator. Now you can produce pure and endless colloidal silver and deliver the solution directly into the bloodstream by breathing the solution through the lungs. The respiratory system is the first line of defense for airborne pathogens and viruses. The Silver Lungs Generator infuses the respiratory system with your self-produced nano-silver solutions and also delivers the silver nanoparticles instantly into the bloodstream. With continued legislation threatening the sale of nano-silver products, you can now produce pure and endless colloidal silver with the Silver Lungs Generator. Very easy to follow, step-by-step instructions are provided, making production fast and simple. Go to www.silverlungs.com today and learn more about the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. That's www.silverlungs.com.
Transmission. You are the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Thank you for joining us on this live Thursday, November 30th, 2023 transmission. It's about 8:30 Central Time last night, and my phone began to just blow up, and I had it back in the bedroom, and I've gotten like 15 calls and text messages. Henry Kissinger, the architect of the modern New World Order, dead at 100. We are 340 days, 12 hours, 53 minutes, 10 seconds out, the most important election in world history. The globalists are out in the open. They've thrown down the gauntlet. They're making all of their tyrannical announcements, from banning the nuclear family to banning eating red meat to taking away your private automobile to your gas range stove to brainwashing your children into pedophilia and sterilization and transgender death cult, open UN replacement migration to flood the West and turn us into a third world hellhole. It is all out in the open. We have some big guests joining us today. Coming up at the bottom of the hour in about 25 minutes, the one, the only, Roger Stone, who is very close to Richard Nixon and his confidant and has a lot of the inside baseball on Henry Kissinger, will be joining us. Breaking: New World Order architect Henry Kissinger dead at 100. And all these articles in these stacks tie together. Elon Musk tells advertisers, that's globalist companies, that blackmail him over free speech to go F yourself. We also have the mini-me of Fauci. Dr. Peter Hotez says, disease X is coming, is imminent, and it'll be 20 times worse than COVID, and new lockdowns are imminent. And right on time, they're hyping all of these hemorrhagic fevers and the rest of it, and pneumonias, and we're seeing record deaths in the vaccinated, whose immune systems have been erased. So they're claiming it's bacterial pneumonia and it's other mystery viruses that are doing it. An incredible interview with William Shatner, who is a big eugenicist, big globalist, and he said we must get behind his king, King Charles, and that we're all going to die by 2030 if we do not submit to total world government. The oceans are going to rise. They're always saying that doesn't happen. We're all dead. The sixth great extinction will be here. The great cataclysm is imminent if we do not do everything that the Club of Rome, the WEF, and King Charles say. Meanwhile, the Rothschild family is putting on a big symposium, wants to merger between corporations, government, and AI to, quote, save capitalism and create a universal basic income. We're coming to the end of the old fraudulent monetary fractional reserve banking system and end with something a trillion times. I mean, really, that's an underestimation. I mean, it makes the old corrupt system that picks winners and losers with crony capitalism look like a piece of pie compared to a bottle of cyanide. I mean, this is just unbelievable. More breaking news on the heels of Obama putting a shadow government in before he left in the deep state to target Trump supporters and target Trump. Now a bunch of new documents have come out. Government surveillance program gives law enforcement access to trillions of phone calls and phone records without suspicion of criminality. They're coming after you, DOJ's Jack Smith targets Trump supporters on Twitter, demands list of all users who retweeted, linked, or mentioned President Trump at all so he can be put in the terrorist database. He's using his prosecution to do that. White House goes rogue. Secret surveillance program breaks all the laws. Point is, it's totally criminal. Whistleblower reveals UK, U.S. intelligence agencies plan for global censorship that we've been under and how Obama set it up. It is absolutely insane. Totally illegal, and they're just doing it. And Congress is starting to scratch the surface of it, but they've only, again, hit the tip of the iceberg. We've also got all the economy news and inflation news and so much more today on those fronts. Great investigative journalist and talk show host Elijah Schaefer, who just gets better and better. He's always been really good. He's been amazing lately. I've invited him on the show to cover the waterfront in the third hour today. We'll open the phones up in the second hour today. But, wow, Charlie Munger died 3 days ago. He's big buddies. He was 99. He was going to have a New Year's party with Henry Kissinger in New York. But he wasn't going to make it now because he died. He's the architect of Bill Gates' tax-free money laundering operation with Warren Buffett, top globalist. He died 3 days ago. Henry Kissinger died yesterday, so that party is off. It's all over for them now. We'll be doing a dive, a deep dive into Henry Kissinger coming up, as I said. But the really big news is the New World Order is completely out in the open. Everything we told you is now happening. The globalists are keeping their promise to bring in absolute hell. And just my phone rings off the hook, emails, people on the street, they say, my God, it's like the whole world is your show now. Well, no, my broadcast was covering the real world. And people tuned in and said, this is crazy. The UN's not going to come out and call for banning beef. They did it yesterday. And they're already doing it all over Europe. You will kill 10% of your cows this year and 20% next year and get rid of, you know, 80% of them by 2030. They're cutting off the fertilizer. They're cutting off the food. Then organizing third world populations to come in and say white people are bad and have got to be gotten rid of. And we just played earlier, if you just tuned in, a John Bowne report, we'll put it on screen, that showed individual after individual saying we're going to murder the white people, we're going to kill them, we're going to take over, whites are going extinct, they're bad people. And these are government ministers in Ireland. White ministers, black ministers, Arab ministers, Muslim ministers. That is the new left religion. Collapse the third world, then organize it to invade and take over our countries and say there's no place for white people anywhere and that Irish have white privilege and are historically bad, racist, and evil, which isn't true. If the Irish tried to move to Nigeria and take over, you know, the Nigerians would kick them out, rightfully so. So this is just absolutely wild. We're going to be getting to all of that as well. Now, I've got something really powerful for you. And it's a powerful truth, and it's a powerful tool, but really, it's getting out there to a wider audience is not in my hands now, it's in your hands. Just like we did in August, we said they're planning the mask, the fear, the new shots, new viruses, controls, according to our whistleblowers and sources, get ready, and they began to try to roll it out, but the public resisted and said no, so they backed off, but I said, watch. They'll come back in a few months and do it again, but this time they'll go all the way. We caught them with their pants down. Now it's official. UN calls for lockdowns all over the world, calls for return to COVID protocols, absolute fear-mongering. All the UN minions are saying disease X is about to hit. It's going to be 20 times worse. You better submit to the UN and world government carbon taxes as a way to reduce population, or we're going to have to do it the other way, wink, wink. That's what William Shatner and all of them say. Look, you better do what we say. You better let us start reducing population these other ways, or we're going to hit you with viruses. You better give us full control. So we're being held hostage by a global criminal cabal with bioweapons and power outages and open borders and fentanyl and wars and brainwashing with children and inflation and transgenderism and pedophilia, everything to undermine and collapse society, Cloward and Piven at light speed. Cloward and Piven at warp speed. If you're a new listener, don't know what Cloward and Piven is, don't know what ESGs are, don't know what central bank digital currencies are, don't know what the, you better learn real quick because it ain't coming, boys and girls. It's here. Now, the great John Harmon, that's one of the longest-serving crew members here. I think he's been here 18, 19 years. There's one person who's been here longer. He's not just our affiliate relations head and the guy that keeps all the satellites and all of our stations and things happy. He does a great job. He's now stepped up. I remember him 15 years ago making some videos and clips for us I never even asked for. They were always excellent. But he did that Beavis and Butthead piece with real clips from Mike Judge talking about the show. That's really Mike Judge's voice. Talking about InfoWars and Hank Hill talking about InfoWars and Alex Jones. And you know, that's my buddy, did those voiceovers years ago. He reconstituted that great little Beavis and Butthead piece a few weeks ago that went viral. Well, he's done it again. And
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
This, you will be sentenced to death by lethal injection.
Brought to you by Pfizer.
Things will get so bad in our society, your family will be begging for the new world order. You will need the government in order to survive. In this new utopia, if you do not comply with our new laws and regulations, our totally not corrupt federal and local judges will make sure that you are given the proper penalties. Jail, financial ruin, death penalty, anything is possible. As we all adjust to the new normal, it's important to remember that you do not matter. Do not complain about the hyperinflation. Do not complain about the higher taxes. And do not complain about Bill Gates' death panels. This is for the greater good. This is what I call happy making time. Let us all celebrate this new world order. The new world order. Please stay a while. We won't keep you for long. We'll keep you forever. 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 Forever.
Just went live minutes ago. A message from the New World Order band.video, and it's also at Infowars.com. And they won't let you share the URL most places from band.video or Infowars.com, so we have MadMaxWorld.tv. Go there, and you'll see at the top of the page, it's a featured video. I suggest you share it because it's not even satire. That's really the plan. No exaggeration. All right, what is the answer? Well, Elon Musk has certainly got the spirit. Disney and Apple and all these incredibly corrupt companies, because Elon Musk has not been censoring enough, have pulled billions of dollars out. Soros and the ADL and the Media Matters groups have openly been manipulating data. So they're even saying about Musk, is it true? And a lot of people say, well, Musk should bring Alex Jones back. Well, that would be too big a symbol of freedom. He'd probably be shot in the head. And I'm not even defending Musk. He has made a lot of good changes. They're definitely after him. He senses and knows their globalist system's going down. Emblematic of that is Charlie Munger and Henry Kissinger both dying in the same week or even half week. But let's go ahead and play a clip of Musk talking to a crowd of journalists at a New York Times symposium yesterday.
Apology tour, if you will. That this had been said online. There was all of the criticism. There was advertisers leaving. We talked to Bob Iger
today. I hope
today.
They stop.
You hope?
Don't advertise.
You don't want them to advertise?
No.
What do you mean?
Is somebody going to try to blackmail me with advertising? Blackmail me with money? Go f*** yourself.
But
go f*** yourself. Is that clear? I hope it is. Hey, Bob, here in the audience.
Well, let me ask you then.
That's how I feel. Don't advertise.
How do you think that about...
All they are, we have the full interview, we have large clips coming up today. After Roger Stone joins us coming up next segment, as we look into just how evil was, now in past tense, Herr Kissinger. But even though Kissinger is one of the top architects of the current world government system we're in, I'd say Brzezinski was really more influential and actually the field marshal. He'd be Napoleon, and Kissinger would be one of his top generals, but not in charge. But Kissinger was more flamboyant. He was better at getting all the credit for himself. It was Zbigniew Brzezinski is the real architect. But this guy's like the foreman. Kissinger's like the foreman for the architect executing him. And so even just a month or so ago, he came out and said, everybody's turning against the neoliberal governments because we're flooding them with illegal aliens. And the illegal aliens, 90%+ are not assimilating. 90% never get a job. And it's designed like that. to have a permanent underclass they have. But even Kissinger and the top British ministers over migration, all of them are saying this is wrong while they still flood you. So they politically are acting like, hey, we're against this when they're the architects of it. Here's the clip of Kissinger.
What's a grave mistake to let in so many people of totally different cultural and religious and concepts, because it creates a pressure group inside each country that does that.
You know, I was saying that he wasn't the most influential globalist. It was Zbigniew Brzezinski, hands down. But he was a close second, and he controlled the Harvard department that only turned out one master controller for the system each year. And we've had one of the guys that went to the training and covertly didn't let him know he was against him. That's Dr. Francis Boyle on record. And he became the head of the UN prosecution court and the guy that wrote the U.S. biological chemical weapons laws. You know, that guy. We should get him on this week or next week if he can do it to talk about Kissinger, because he had Kissinger's old office at Harvard, knew Kissinger well, and can speak to the mindset of these people that are, quote, into real politics. That means total sociopathic behavior. They fly around on private jets. They have 5, 7, 8 kids. They have a carbon footprint of 10,000 Africans. But you can't have air conditioning. You can't have a car. But that has nothing to do with hurting the earth, folks. And I'm going to do a deep dive on William Shatner and why what he said is so important yesterday. You're all dead if you don't do what we say right now. Of course, you're all dead if you do what they say. So that's coming up next hour. But Kissinger did put out State Department Memorandum 200 in 1972 that made it official U.S. government policy to reduce fertility in the U.S. and the Third World by a whole host of issues like so-called vaccines, and the list goes on from there. Poison food, it's all listed in Memorandum 200, and that's just the declassified synopsis that came out in the early 90s. So these guys really do mean business. Meanwhile, he wanted to ban you being able to have red meat. But it's on record in the news today that Kissinger was obsessed with Jaeger Schnitzel, which is one of my favorites. I just had some earlier in the week. Way back from Houston, I pulled into a little German restaurant in a little small town. It was spectacular, Jaeger Schnitzel. But that he basically ate Jaeger Schnitzel and T-bone steaks and bratwurst, breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and lived to 100 years old. And, of course, your brain, anybody, and Kissinger talked about this, works better on fat. And so, you know, my dad always talks about that. Essential fatty acids is the best way. Just go with fish oil or krill oil. And I can be totally exhausted, and the coffee's not going to work, and I just bang back some Brain Force Ultra and then take 3 capsules of krill oil, is even better than fish oil, and it's spectacular within 1 hour. Clarity, total focus. But if you're taking real fish oil or real krill oil, it hasn't been homogenized. It hasn't been boiled. So you will get the fish burps. Side issue, we do sell those products at InfoWarsStore.com. But just a little interesting fact toy. By the way, I have store-wide free shipping right now at InfoWarsStore.com, part of Cyber Week. Very rare for us to have store-wide free shipping. It's been going for about a week. It's not going to go that long. Double Patriot points. And X2 is back in stock, up to 60% off on the products like Brain Force Ultra, Brain Force Plus, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. They're all there. Everybody needs colloidal silver. We've got the best discounted right now. Silver Bullet, stock up now. Buy your Christmas gifts. Keep the broadcast on air. It's a 360 win. Why shop with Amazon? Why not shop at InfoWarsStore.com and get a copy of my book, The Great Awakening? Or get a signed copy as a fundraiser. And I thank you for your support. We'll come right back with Roger Stone. Stay with us. Thanksgiving 2023 is here. And I'm giving thanksgiving for all we've done against tyranny and your incredible support together in this fight. And I'm particularly giving thanksgiving that X2, our number one product, the only true atomic iodine on the market after a year plus of being sold out, is finally back in stock, ready to ship now. If you don't know the power of X2 and the iodine conspiracy, you are insane. Get X2 now. It could be the last run ever we get shut down. While you still can, at InfoWarsStore.com. Research iodine deficiency and billions of people with cognitive disabilities because they don't have it. X2 is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. It takes a few weeks to kick in, but it is the building block to everything. It's the missing link. They bomb us with the fluoride that is in the same family but has the opposite effect. This is the holy grail of supplements and empowering yourself. X2, back in stock right now, discounted at InfoWarsStore.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
I need a copy of my tax return. How do I get one?
If you don't have a copy of your original tax return, you can get a transcript of your tax return for free from the IRS. A transcript shows most line items from your return, which is usually all you need. You can order a transcript of any return filed within the past 3 years, including forms 1040, 1040A, and 1040EZ. All you need to do is go to irs.gov/transcript to order your transcript today.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Well, mainstream media says he's the only member of Nixon's plumbers that was not indicted, but he was a very close confidant of Richard Nixon, particularly after Nixon left the White House, and that's even recognized by the MSM. Of course, a lot of the stories you'll never know because he was a confidant, just like he is of Donald John Trump, and we'll just leave it at that. His wingman is what the New York Times got right back in the 1990s. So he joins us to talk about Henry Kissinger, one of the top architects, really it's Victor Brzezinski, but he was a close second, to the New World Order sociopathic evil system we live in today. And then that segues into Elon Musk saying, go F yourself to the censors. And just now they're trying to roll out new lockdowns and mail-in ballots again. and all the crazy news and information. Then I'm going to hit, when he leaves us next hour, William Shatner saying, do whatever King Charles says or you're all dead. That's a quote. King Charles is now in charge of the whole depopulation operation. We're going to go into that next hour. This is a big deal. And when they cut the resources off, it's global warming. No, it's them cutting the energy and the fertilizer and everything off. I mean, we're going into artificial scarcity, folks. It is so nightmarish. And I'm not trying to scare people. I'm trying to wake you up so we can say not just no, but hell no to this agenda. And all over the world, populists are winning elections. Anti-globalists are winning elections. I'm going to get Roger Stone's take on that. So we'll do probably half this next 25 minutes that we have. I'm going to skip the break coming up on Kissinger. And then I want to just quick bam, 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 bam. They've reinstated the gag order on Trump. So we'll look at that. And there's a lot to cover. But there we are at the at the RNC in Cleveland in July of 2016. Happy times then. And there we are showing the Richard Nixon tattoo on Roger Stone's back. So, Roger, good to have you here with us, my compadre. Let's do the snapshot here slash accelerated deep dive on Herr Kissinger, who just made the jump into hyperspace.
Alex, it's great to be back here at InfoWars. I always feel like I am home. It's funny that you bring up Watergate, because Henry Kissinger in many ways was actually the driving force behind Watergate. We'll get to that in a moment. History lets him escape unscathed, but I knew Dr. Kissinger. I met him when I was working for President Nixon. I had much more extensive encounters with him later when I was working for candidate then President Ronald Reagan. Henry Kissinger was brilliant. He was extraordinarily duplicitous. He was power hungry. He was a very skillful bureaucratic infighter. Nixon told me directly that the reason he never destroyed the tapes was because he feared that Henry Kissinger would seek to take credit for Nixon's foreign policy achievements after Nixon's death. I think that is absolutely accurate. When you say what achievements, well, the Strategic Arms Limitation Agreement with the Soviets, the end of the Vietnam War, the opening to China, which I defend, frankly, because at the time that Nixon and Kissinger decided to open the door to China, China was a dirt poor agrarian country with more ox than automobiles. There was no way for Nixon to see that on the advice of Henry Kissinger, many years later, the Bushes and the Clintons would give China most favored nation trading status. And, of course, Bill Clinton would actually sell them our top secret missile target.
Sure, to be clear, the reason Nixon did it is 90% of the country did not have running water or electricity, but they had nuclear weapons. He could cut off Russia and drive a wedge between them, which was a very wise move.
Precisely what he did. But it's important to understand that at least during the Nixon years, Nixon is the architect of his own foreign policy. Henry is an implementer. After Nixon's death, Henry becomes the toast of the very same media that destroyed Richard Nixon. A lot of things people don't know here. First of all, Henry Kissinger was a paid consultant to the LBJ State Department and one of the major proponents of the escalation of the Vietnam War, despite the fact that there was early evidence that the war was not winnable.
And then later he got a Nobel Prize for a war he then didn't end. So the guy takes credit for things he didn't do.
More precisely, his early patron was Nelson Rockefeller. He was Rockefeller's foreign policy advisor, but when Rockefeller flamed out early in the 1968 presidential campaign, Kissinger began sending brilliant foreign policy memos to Nixon. It was only after Nixon hired Kissinger that Nixon learned that the exact same memos were being sent by Kissinger to Nixon's opponent, Vice President Hubert Humphrey, a Democrat.
So give us the bottom line on Kissinger.
Well, there's a lot here. I mean, first of all, when Nixon learns that the Pentagon Papers, which are really State Department documents that show how the Vietnam War started, how it got out of control, and so on. Nixon was completely unconcerned because all they showed were the mistakes of the Kennedy administration and the Johnson administration. They had no bearing on his administration and his handling of the war. It was Kissinger who went insane. It was Kissinger who demanded the illegal wiretaps of the national security staff, of White House staff members, and actually members of the press to try to find out who the leaker was. It was Henry Kissinger who drove the break-in at Daniel Ellsberg's psychiatrist. Ellsberg was the State Department or the NSC official who actually leaked the Pentagon Papers to the media. It was Henry Kissinger who convinced Nixon to have Attorney General John Mitchell sue the New York Times and the Washington Post in an effort to prevent the publication of the Pentagon Papers, which really were not at all damaging to Richard Nixon.
Was Deep Throat really a composite of people, and was Kissinger part of it?
I'm sorry, ask it again. I spoke over you.
Was Kissinger part of Deep Throat? Was Deep Throat a composite or one person?
Deep Throat is General Alexander Haig. Where does he come from? Well, he's a deputy to Henry Kissinger. He is Kissinger's Kissinger, as they say. Excellent documentation of that. So the whole Woodward and Bernstein narrative that Mark Feld of the FBI is dethroned is completely and totally false. Great book by Ray Locker, a longtime reporter with USA, called Haig's Coup, in which he overwhelmingly documents that Kissinger and Haig plotted the removal of Richard Nixon, and that Haig is actually a Deep Throat, the guy leaking to the Washington Post.
And remember when Reagan got shot, Haig said, "I'm in command, I'm in control." Remember that?
I did, but there's more to that story. My next book is on the attempted assassination of Ronald Reagan. I don't want to get sidetracked here because I've got a lot of dirt to dump on Dr. K before we're finished. Here's what we know. John Hinckley Jr. shot from a crouching position in front of Reagan. All five bullets that he shot behind and above. That's just a little teaser. So, and the bullet that hit Reagan, which you can physically see from the expression on his face, hits at the exact same time as Hinckley's bullet hits Press Secretary James Brady in the head. How does one shooter shoot two bullets at the exact same time? Not possible. My next book will reveal who really tried to kill Ronald Reagan and why. I don't want to give away the punchline, but I'd be looking at George H.W. Bush.
No kidding. You know, they had a little certain meeting with the family right before it, with the Hinckleys. Let's continue with Kissinger.
I think it's important to recognize that one of Nixon's greatest achievements is in the 1973 Yom Kippur War, when very similar to what happened on October 7th, Israel has a complete intelligence breakdown, and there's a surprise attack on Israel by the Egyptians and the Syrians. The Israelis.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com. www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read one. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered from a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious, he almost died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives that were more affordable, he tried Extendivite. Since taking it, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
China first. It is in that role that Kissinger contacted President Trump to try to persuade Trump to extradite Miles Guo, a Chinese dissident, which Trump declined to do. Kissinger is most definitely aligned with the Chinese, although he's not averse to taking a few bucks from the Russians either. So this idea that he was a great statesman, the truth of the matter is he was the driving force behind Watergate. Not that he planned the break-in, obviously, but it was the mentality that he fostered.
Well, let me ask you a selfish question, because this is the only time I ever had anybody say it in front of a crew member, because I've had meetings with globalists and Bilderberg members and people, and you know, I've heard what they had to say, and then it's an off-record discussion. Probably had meetings with the top executives of companies, I mean, you name it. Roger Ailes tried to get me to go to a show on Fox, but wanted to control me. I mean, all that stuff, and that wasn't a secret, so I talked about that, but I had Rothkopf, the head of the Kissinger Group, like 15, 16 years ago, I guess longer, 70 years ago, in front of John Harmon, who was the main producer of the show at the time, because it was, you know, right there on speakerphone, saying, hey, we want to hire you. Come here. Work with us. We want you to come to New York. Meet Henry Kissinger. You're going to love it. And I told him, screw off. And he laughed at me and thought it was ridiculous. What do you think Henry Kissinger would want to do with me? Or do they just reach out and try to buy off anybody influential?
I think this is a classic Mockingbird media strategy. You know, as Alex Jones is emerging and getting a bigger and bigger, more influential audience, maybe we can buy Alex Jones. What they don't understand, but I understand, is nobody controls Alex Jones. Alex Jones is not buyable. As you know, the Russians approached me in the 1980s when I was working for Reagan, seeking to get me to become an agent. Offering me money, women, a life of luxury. I went right to the FBI and reported it. This is the way these authoritarian operations work. And Dr. Henry Kissinger, was China's man here right up until the day he died.
What does it signify that he just met a few months ago with Xi Jinping? They were betting a lot on him. Charlie Munger's another operative of Xi Jinping. He died a few days before. He's supposed to have a party for his birthday on New Year's with Kissinger in New York. Looks like the party's off, Roger.
Well, it doesn't matter, Alex. You and I were probably not invited.
All right. Anything else on Kissinger? I got a bunch of other questions.
I think we've revealed the real Henry Kissinger. Brilliant, yes, but extraordinarily duplicitous. Henry Kissinger's great tactic was with Nixon was to threaten to resign. He threatened to resign if he couldn't get his way on anything. And if you look at both the memoirs of Richard Nixon and the memoirs of his chief of staff, H.R. Bob Haldeman, Nixon's handling of this was to laugh in his face and say, okay, Henry, there's the door. There's the door right over there.
Well, I got to tell you, it's just because even to the left, he was such a demon, and he did win a peace prize like Obama for being a warmonger. But just to me, researching the actual controllers, it doesn't, like you said, Nixon was in charge of policy. So why did Kissinger become this image of the New World Order?
Well, I think that largely happens after Nixon leaves office. In other words, first Kissinger escapes Watergate completely unscathed, which is very hard to believe because you can listen to the Watergate tapes. He is the one stoking Nixon's paranoia. No president will be able to secretly conduct foreign policy unless we nail those who leaked the Pentagon Papers. Wrong. Wrong. Additionally, I think Kissinger, having this relationship with the Chinese, now seeks to profit from it. Kissinger became extraordinarily wealthy. Prior to that, he'd been essentially a government bureaucrat. And here's where they diverge. Here's particularly where Reagan and Kissinger could not get along. Kissinger believed that the rise of both Russia and China was inevitable and that America's best days as world power were over. And that we had
Which, by the way, is the view of the Rothschilds and the CFR and the Anglo-American rulers. Yeah, I mean, they're all the Chinese century. America's done. Obama pushed that.
Yeah, and Kissinger is a complete progenitor of that view. Ronald Reagan did not share that view. What did they ask him about the Cold War? What's your strategy, Mr. President? He says, it's very simple. We win, they lose. Which is why Kissinger was unable to affect foreign policy.
And then we see that reflected in Trump, but even more amplified, where Trump says, we're open for business. The whole world goes, we want to be there. And in 1 year, we go from energy importer, number one exporter, number one producer in the world, trillions flow back in, jobs are everywhere, because they're artificially shutting America down because they're middlemen that Trump talked about, Kissinger and others, making sure the only jobs are in China.
It is interesting. President Trump said to me on one occasion right after he'd seen Kissinger, he said, do you know Henry Kissinger? And I said, yes, sir, I do. He said, man, the guy has the worst breath of anyone I've ever met.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, in the time we have here, what do you make of Elon Musk there at the New York Times when they said, hey, the advertisers are leaving that run slave camps, Apple, you name it. And he said, they're trying to blackmail me. They can go F themselves. That's the spirit we need to see more of, is calling the bluff of the dinosaur media and these big corporations that are swimming against the tide here, that are running against the wind.
Well, I think it's important that people understand what's afoot here. Prior to Elon Musk's acquisition of Twitter, which became X, they really did have a monopoly control essentially on all social media. By the way, there's a Roger Stone up on Facebook today. Don't follow him, folks. He's not me. I've asked them four times to take it down. They won't. There's a Roger Stone over at YouTube, too, official Roger Stone. Guess what? That's not me either. They ignore my requests to take it down. I myself am banned from those platforms.
By the way, and let me explain why that's important. When they take you off, you don't just get censored. Other people can take your identity.
That's exactly right. And I think that's the idea. So I saw that on YouTube, official Roger Stone is verified. Definitely not me. I never verified it. And whoever created it in 2017, Alex, started putting up Russian language videos. Isn't that interesting? Look, here's the larger point.
And then they'll use that at the FBI and CIA to keep you and I, which I know they do, in this foreign intelligence operative situation, the shadow government that Obama, that we'll talk about in a minute, is now confirmed to have set up. So they go out and set things up, link us to Russia, then persecute us and use CIA resources, lawfare, and the whole system that just got leaked yesterday against us. That's why they do that. They literally go into Congress in closed doors and go, look, he runs a Russian thing, or Jones runs, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, no, they could post something in your name that you didn't say at all and pretend that it's you. And I think that is the point. But what's much more dangerous right now, particularly because of Elon Musk's freeing the Twitter space for a much broader array of voices, the Biden administration is going to the FCC. And they now are going to have the FCC, for the first time ever, for the first time in 40 years since the inception of the Internet, they're going to censor the Internet in the name of equity at the source. So they no longer have to lean on Facebook or Instagram or X or TikTok. They can actually decide who gets to speak.
And let's, I saw that, but let's slow down. We'll pull up the articles, put them on screen. Go slowly. This is a big deal.
Yeah, the FCC voted for new regulations put forward by the Biden administration that for the first time ever will allow them to censor content on the Internet. In other words, they'll be able to decide essentially, Alex, whether you or I or some other patriot can have a URL. So not satisfied to control the social media places, which they manipulated extensively before the last election, in which they intend to try to manipulate before the next election, they are going to a higher level. So for the first time, they will be able to control all content. This is unconstitutional without any question. The Supreme Court has already ruled in a number of net neutrality cases that would indicate that this is unconstitutional. But there's two problems with that. First of all, the Supreme Court cannot be counted on. We see that in the whole issue of election integrity. And secondarily, they move.
Hold on, Roger. Roger, I only had you on for 30 minutes. I don't know your schedule. Can you do 15 more minutes?
Yes, we do 15 more minutes.
All right. StoneZone.com. We're going to go to break and back with him. And I need to plug here because we've got Cyber Week going, fraud-free shipping, double Patriot points, X2, the only deep earth crystal iodine that absorbs straight into your body. Nobody else has got it. It's back in stock. Folks, everybody needs to get that. My new book, The Great Awakening. Get a signed copy. That's a fundraiser. Keeps us on air. I want to thank those that have done it. I want to tell folks that have it, please get a signed copy or an unsigned copy. Infowarsstore.com or 888-253-3139. We cannot do this without you. Plus, these are game-changing products. Up to 60% off right now. Biggest sell of the year. Infowarsstore.com. Turbo Force and Brain Force, two different great nootropics. Brain boosters are both 60% off. There's so many other specials right now, but X2 is back, but it's selling out fast. Infowarsstore.com or 888-253-3139. Roger Stone with more critical intel straight ahead. Stay with us.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.